Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People of God, God bless you on today. Amen. We are so grateful that the Lord has brought us back yet another day. Amen. It is another day that great day. Amen. Truly the Lord is great and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. And we are just, I'm telling you, we are just, we're in the right place at the right. Just give God for all that he's doing, for all that he's done. Amen. Truly the Lord has done us well. He has done us well. Amen. And we're just so grateful for that on today. Amen. We ask that you go ahead and please and start inviting others to come and invite others to come on the line. Amen. Glory to God. If you would go ahead and send out those text messages, invite them to come and be a part of what God is doing on today. Invite them to come to the line. Invite them to come to the line. Amen. Glory be to God. We are excited. Amen. We're excited, excited, excited. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So if you would go ahead and make those calls, people of God, make those calls. Tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in and join us for the Prayer News Network. Amen. Truly, amen. There's a word from the Lord. And we pray that you had a blessed in your several houses of worship on today, whether you met physically or whether you met virtually. We pray that you had a beautiful time in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We pray that you got your shout on, that you got your praise on. Amen, Jesus, and that it brought you to sweet worship and sweet fellowship with the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We give him thanks again. We give him praise. We want to ask you to go ahead and text a couple of people to tell them to come on into the Prayer News Network. Amen. Jesus, tell them to come on in. Amen. Glory to God. Tell them to come on in. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, the Lord is great. He is greatly to be praised. Amen. Glory to God. If you would, again, go ahead and text somebody. Amen. Go ahead and text somebody. Tell them to come on in. And the number that we want to give you to text to them, and I know you know it by heart, but we want to go ahead and give it to you again. That number is 339-209-91. And again, that's 339-209-6891. Amen. Glory be to God. And we have, amen, a couple of people that are trying to get on. Amen, Jesus. Bear with us just a moment. Let's see if we can get them in. Amen. Again, people of God, amen, amen. Just a few technical difficulties here, amen, but we are yet going to go on in the name of the Lord, amen. Glory be to God, because we know that God is in control. We know that he got it, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We just want you to be prayerful. Just be prayerful, amen. Just be prayerful on tonight, amen. Not able to connect our system. Amen, Jesus, but we're going to go on in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, we pray that you've already sent those text messages out. Amen. Glory to God that you've already sent those text messages out to everybody. Just want to let you know that this is a recorded line. Amen. Glory be to God. We may, amen, Jesus, do things just a little differently on tonight. Amen. But nevertheless, we're going on in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want to let you know again that this is a recorded line. Amen, Jesus. It is a recorded line. You can get a copy of the broadcast. We'll give that to you afterwards. Glory to God. We'll give you the two numbers that you can text and get your copy of the broadcast afterwards. Amen. So that you can send it out so that you can listen to it as often as you like. Amen, Jesus. And so that you can as well send it out, amen, to your loved ones. Send it out to your friends, amen. Send it out, amen, to anyone that you want to be a blessing to, amen. But we'll give you those two numbers afterwards, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, so that you can help us to spread the word, that you can help us to get the word out, amen, this gospel of the kingdom, amen. Glory be to God, amen. So, we are grateful, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, for our leaders on today. We just want to acknowledge each and every one of them, amen. We want to thank God first, he himself, amen. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, glory to God. So we thank the Lord for him, amen, the leader of this line, leading us, guiding us on this journey, amen, glory be to God. And we're just grateful. Amen. We never thought that it would be to this point. Amen. Glory be to God. Well beyond 365 days. Amen. And counting. And the Lord is continuing. The Lord is continuing to bless us. The Lord is continuing, amen, to lead, guide, and direct us. Amen. So we're just so grateful. We're so grateful for that. Amen, Jesus. So very grateful. And we just want to thank God for you, each of you, for hanging in there with us on this journey. Amen. It's been a beautiful journey. Amen, Jesus. I'm telling you, just more than we ever imagined. Glory to God. But I'm telling you again, the Lord has led us every step of the way. Amen. He's led us every step of the way. So we're so grateful for that. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. Grateful for my leaders, amen, Jesus, grateful for the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, amen, who left a legacy in the earth, amen, left a blueprint in the earth, glory to God, for us, and here we are advancing the vision, amen, glory to God, getting the word out at any cost, amen, glory be to God, and I tell you, people are being blessed, people are being healed, people are being delivered. Glory to God on this line. Whoever would have thought, amen, glory to God. But people of God, we do walk by faith and not by sight, amen. Glory be to God. It's not what you see, amen, but it's what God is doing on the inside. It's an inside job, amen. He's working on his people, in his people. Glory be to God. That which pleases him. So we're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful for that on tonight. Thank God on tonight for our apostle, amen, our senior apostle on tonight, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord for him. Amen. For our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord for my pastor, amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Glory be to God. We just also want to take time out and thank God for our advisors, each and every one of them on today. Just thanking God for each of them and everything that they do, everything that they contribute to this work. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There are some busy, busy people, and we just thank God for them. And we bless the Lord, amen. We bless the Lord for them, amen. Just giving us a little more, a little of their time, amen. So we thank God. We just bless them, amen. As I get to know each of them personally, amen. Just seeing all that they're doing, amen. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I tell you, it is just beautiful. It is just beautiful. It is beautiful. And we're thanking God for them We're thanking God for them, amen, and for what they are contributing to this work, to the work of the Lord, amen. Glory be to God, amen. So we want you to come on in, amen. Come on in, people of God, go ahead and text somebody, let them know, amen, Jesus, let them know that we're here, let them know that we're alive. Amen. Okay, hold on.
W. Hogue, amen, and also, amen, my Northern District Bishop, amen, Bishop Lewis Marshall, my Southern District Bishop, amen, Bishop Richard Jackson, to my pastor, Pastor Mark Hogue and Lady Kalisa, amen, to all of your leaders, amen, we bless God, amen, for each one of you and for your leaders, amen, we hope you have taken the time out to let them know, amen, how much you appreciate them. Give them their flowers, amen, while they live, amen, so we bless God for all things. Amen. Want to prepare our hearts and our minds. Amen. That we may, amen, amen, sanctify the line. Amen. Realizing, amen, that, amen, time is moving on and we don't want to weary you tonight. We don't want to detain you too long. Amen. But we must, amen, obey God and continue, amen, the work of the Lord. Amen. Do what God says do. Amen. So we bless God and we're going to turn this part, amen, back over to, amen, our visionary founder, Evangelist, amen, Annette Bradley.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you, Minister Emmanuel. Amen. Jesus, holding that little spot. Amen. We do bless the Lord. Amen. Again, for all he's doing. And as the man of God has said, we're not going to hold you. Amen. But we do want you to bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. We do pray that you've already sent those text messages out to everyone. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Because we don't want them to miss it. We don't want them to miss, amen, what God is doing. We do not want them to miss, amen, what the Lord is doing in this hour. Amen. Glory to God for the word that they hear may be the very word that saved their lives. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want you to bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. If you would, go ahead and bring your hearts and your minds in, people of God. Glory be to God. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in on tonight. Amen. Bring them in. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. And the song says on tonight. Amen.
The recording has started.
Glory to God. Bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his hope. Oh, glory to God. Holy, holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. For I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his soul. Oh, yeah, yeah. Holy, holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, let's bless him tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Come on and let's bless him. Let's bless him. Glory to God, for he's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the praises. Glory be to God. He's worthy of your praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices on tonight and bless his name. Come on and lift those voices on tonight. Glory to God. Give him thanks for all that he's done. Come on and bless his name. Glory be to God. Come on and lift those voices on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, for the Lord is in his temple. Hallelujah. He's high and he's lifted up. Glory be to God. And his train fills the temple. And we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. In the earth, the glory of the Lord is in the earth. Amen. Glory be to God. And we have come on tonight to bless him. We've come on tonight to give him praise. We've blessed on tonight to adore him. We've come on tonight to worship him. Glory to God. To give him what's due unto him on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We glorify you. We honor you on tonight. We glorify you for this day, oh God, that you've made. We bless you tonight, oh God, hallelujah, that we're in this day and that we're in this time. And we come thanking you for your goodness and thanking you for your grace, thanking you for your mercies unto us. Father, we thank you. We thank you on tonight, glory be to God, hallelujah. We thank you on tonight, hallelujah. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for your presence on tonight. We invite your presence on tonight on this line in the precious name of Jesus. We say on tonight, Father, have your way. Have your way on this line. Have your way, hey God, in this people on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you, glory to God, for this divine call. We're thanking you on tonight for those that have answered the call in the precious name of Jesus. And we say, here we are, glory to God. Here we are, yielding. And we're still on tonight. And we say, have your way, glory to God. Have your way in us. Have your way with us on tonight. We say, do what you will in the name of Jesus. We say, do what you will, Father. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Do what you will in this hour in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to look upon us now. Look upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We're asking you to forgive us. Forgive us of our sin. Forgive us of our transgressions. Forgive us of our iniquity in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We're asking you to do it tonight. Do it tonight, oh God. We're asking you to breathe upon us again. Breathe upon us afresh in the name of Jesus. Breathe upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For everything that we need is in your breath. Breathe upon us. Oh, glory be to God. Stir us again in the name of Jesus. We thank you today. Thank you for all you've already done. We thank you. Your glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood shed on Calvary. We thank you today. Glory be to your name. We thank you today. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That all power.
Your input is invalid.
In the name of Jesus, and we say glory to God, do what you will, do what you will, do what you will, do what you will, Master, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, for we are your people and the sheep of your pastor, and we say do what you will, in the name of Jesus, oh glory to God, oh glory be to God, for we are looking unto you, for you are the author and the finish of our faith. We're looking unto you, for you're our heel, you're our help, you're our strong tower in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you to move tonight. Move, glory to God. Move on this line. Move outside of this line in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Move, Father. Move, glory to God. Move as only you can. Move in the north. Move in the south, the east, and the west. Do it, oh God. Oh, glory be to God. Move for your people. Oh, God, move. Move in a mighty way. Move in a mighty way. Glory be to God. Oh, glory to God. Vindicate your people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Yahshua. In your name, oh God. Vindicate.
of Jesus in a rag. Oh, God, but we know that you're able. Glory to God. You're able to restore. You're able, oh, God. Oh, God, you're able to keep your people in the midst of confusion. Glory be to your name. Oh, God, and we're asking you today. Oh, glory of Hosea, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to cover tonight. Cover your people. Cover your people in the name of Jesus. Cover your people from destruction on the night. Cover your people from pending dangers in the name of Jesus. Cover your people. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory of Hosea. Oh, God, higher than the Mahaya. Oh, God, you know tonight. Father, my God, oh, God, higher than Hosea. Oh, God, even in this COVID, even in this pandemic, oh, God, you're yet covering. You're yet healing. You're yet restoring. You're yet delivering. And we're thanking you for it on the night. We're thanking you for the name of Hosea. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your anointing. Oh, God, of Hosea. Oh, God, that's breaking the bands of the wicked on the night. And, Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you on tonight. Oh, God, that even in the midst of, oh, God, you're moving. You're moving by your power. And we thank you tonight. We're thanking you for your yet saving. You're yet, oh, God, you're yet saving. You're yet filling with your precious Holy Ghost. And, Father, we thank you on tonight. We ask you to, yeah, Moshe. Oh, God, even a Mahaya. Oh, God, even on this line tonight, we're asking you to save, save, save. Set somebody tonight. Oh, God, go on that Messiah. Way down on the inside. Penetrate the heart. Penetrate the spirit of your people on the night. Cause your people, oh, God, to yield unto you. Oh, God, I'm a Messiah. For you're the great physician. Oh, God, and you know what we need. Oh, God, for the Abosiba. For this we thank you. For this we praise you. For this we honor you. For this we glorify you. We're thanking you on tonight that you've not left us, oh, God, without a vision, without your word. Glory be to God to bring us out of every situation, of every circumstance. We thank you, Abosiba. We thank you, Abosiba. Oh, God, oh, glory to God. While we're yielded, Father, on tonight, we're asking you, oh, God, to fill someone tonight, to fill with your precious Holy Ghost. Fill on tonight. Yeah, fill on tonight. Oh, God, fill on tonight. Oh, Jesus, do a work on tonight. Do a work on tonight in that precious name, oh, God. And, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you for hearing every petition. Thank you for hearing every request on tonight. Thank you for looking upon the hearts of your people. We thank you on tonight. Oh, God, we hope our hope is in you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, Hosea. We thank you, oh, glory to God. Thank you for all our ears have heard. Thank you for all that we're about to hear. Oh, God, cause us to hear with our spirit, oh, God. Oh, Gramasa, that you would have for your people on tonight. Cause us to hear and to understand. In the precious name of Jesus, cause the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of counsel, cause it to rest upon this line. In the precious name of Jesus, upon this people, Father, do a work, do a work, do a work in your people. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your choice anointing. Oh, God, upon this line. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor, we glorify you now for all that you've done. We glorify you. Hallelujah. For you established the end before the beginning. And, Father, we thank you. 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 We bobo shaba. Hey, kashandala bobo shaha. Oh, God, oh, God, we thank you. We glorify you on tonight. Now, Father, we're asking, oh, God, that you would bless your speaker. Bless your manservant on tonight. Glory to God. Bless. Glory to God. Bless. Glory to God. Cause your choice anointing to rest upon him even now, Father. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. Thank you for the lifting, oh God. Thank you for the guiding. Thank you for your word, oh God, that brings life unto your people. We ask you now, Father, to breathe upon your word. For your word is blessed. Breathe now upon your word, oh God, in your servant, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Glory be to God. Higher, higher, higher. We thank you now. We bless you, oh God, for your word that shall come forth. Glory to God, and minister to your people. We thank you now. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. Thank you for blessing and strengthening our leaders on tonight. Thank you for blessing every leader on the line, every leader that even comes to this line. Blessing your leaders, blessing your pastors, blessing, oh God, even in the body of Christ as you see fit. We thank you tonight, Father, for blessing every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, every teacher on tonight. Go, God, those that stand, oh God, in the gifts of healing, glory to God, the several gifts that are in the body. We thank you on tonight for every member in particular. We thank you on tonight. Thank you, glory be to God. Thank you, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you tonight. Thank you for breathing upon your people. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. We're asking you, glory to God, to cover us in your shed blood. Hallelujah. The blood that you, oh God, purchased. Oh God, your prized possession. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God, for truly we're not our own. Hallelujah. But we're bought with a precious price. Glory to God, your blood that was shed. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. Father, we're asking now that you hide us behind your cross. We're asking, oh God, that you would cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us, Father, and we shall be hid. And we forbid backlash of the enemy. Even now, as sons of God, we say, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you now. The blood of Jesus is against you now. And Father, we stand in victory. We stand in overcoming victory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For you've already overcome the world. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. Thank you for the answers. Thank you for the answers. Thank you for moving for your people even now. Thank you for the answers. Thank you for the turnaround. Thank you for the shift. Thank you for the vindication of your people. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify your precious name. Amen. 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 Somebody, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Go ahead and get those text messages out, people of God. Amen, Jesus, go ahead and click over. Amen, let them know to come, come, come. Amen, let them know that surely there's a word from the Lord for them on tonight. Glory to God, we want them to get what God has for them. Amen, glory to God, by any means necessary. Perhaps, amen, glory be to God, there's a word for them. Amen, so we want to do our part, glory to God, to let them know. Amen, Jesus, to come. Come to these waters. Amen. Come to this living water. Amen, Jesus, this bread of life. Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. We thank him. We thank him. We bless him. Amen. We thank him for the victory in all things on tonight. Amen. As the man of God said, we're not going to prolong the time on tonight. Glory to God. We're mindful. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. You have to get up. Amen. Many got to get up. Many got to move forward. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. In the early morning hours. So we're so grateful, people of God. Amen. We're so grateful, so grateful, so grateful on tonight. Amen. Jesus. Glory be to God. So grateful on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God for all that, again, the Lord has done. Amen, Jesus, tonight, amen, we're ready for the word of God. Amen, and tonight, people of God, this man of God is no stranger. Amen, to you, amen, he's our co-host, amen. Glory be to God, does a fine job, amen, and we're thanking the Lord for that, amen, for whatever amen, God has put to his hands, amen, Jesus does a fine job of executing, amen. So tonight, people of God, we're not going to prolong the time, amen. Glory to God, needs no introduction, amen. But tonight, glory to God, we want to bring before you, glory to God, our co-host, glory to God, a man of God who loves the Lord, who loves the word of God, amen, will preach, will teach, amen. Glory be to God and other things, amen. Glory be to God tonight, people of God. We want you to receive our PNN advisor, amen, the co-host, amen, for this Prayer News Network. Glory to God, none other than Minister Evangelist Emmanuel Hogues. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen to our visionary founder, amen, Evangelist Bradley. Amen to all the people of God. Amen. We can greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. I feel like, amen, I don't have to go through this again. I already done it. Amen. But we thank God, amen, that you're here with, amen, in the name of the Lord. Amen. We thank God for blessing us throughout the course of the day. We thank you for the prayer that has went forth. Amen. Father God, bless us, enlarge our territory. You bless us indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we thank God for all that the Lord has done and doing. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for, amen, how God bless us throughout the day. Thank God for this Prayer News Network. Amen. Because truly it's a network, amen, where God is sending forth his word all around the world. Amen. We thank God, amen, for our radio listeners, our international listeners. We thank God for each one of you. Amen. Thank God, amen, truly. Amen. God bless. And, amen, in brief, I praise God because, amen, I had an opportunity to go in fellowship with, amen, some of the saints, amen, that I met through this prayer line. Amen. I had an opportunity to go in fellowship with them on today. Amen. I tell you, it was an awesome experience. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful service. Amen. And beautiful baptism. Amen. And afterwards, amen, they fellowship with dinner, even the natural food as well as the spiritual. So the fellowship was just great. Amen. It was an honor and a blessing, amen, to be able to meet Pastor Grimsley, amen, and his congregation. Amen. And went, amen, to, amen, represent the Prayer News Network and just to support the work of the Lord. Amen, and the connection that God has made. And I tell you, we had an awesome time. It was a divine connection from the Lord. Amen. So I'm just rejoicing for what the Lord has done and doing. Amen. We just praise God for all things. We're not going to, amen, prolong the time. Amen. Like before stated, amen. Amen. Tomorrow, amen, many of us got to get back to work. Amen. I myself, but I thank God, I must be about my Father's business. Amen. I must work the work for him that sent me. While it is day, when night cometh, no man shall be able to work. Amen. So we praise God for all things. Amen. Thank God, amen, because even how the Lord began to give me a message, amen, not knowing when, amen, I was going to, amen, depart it, amen, but the Lord began to see fit, amen, amen, for me, amen, to depart this message with you tonight. Amen. So we're going to go, amen, to the Word of God. Amen. And it may be a different little kind of, amen, what you're used to, and amen, from me, but it's still all God. Amen, it's still all God. Amen, so we're going to ask if you would, amen, go to the book of, amen, Proverbs. Amen, we have a few verses, amen, just mainly maybe one, amen, verse out of each, amen, scripture that we may go to, amen, to tie into the word, amen, tonight that the Lord has given me to leave with you, amen, the people of God. Amen, the book of Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, amen, in verse 1. Amen. Proverbs 22, verse 1. Amen. The Word of God reads, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and love and favor than silver and gold." Amen. Praise God for the reading of his word. Amen. I read, amen, Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, amen, in just that one verse. Amen. And it reads again, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and love and favor than silver and gold." Amen. So we praise God, amen, for that. Amen. And tonight, amen, a topic that I want to leave with you, amen, from the Lord, amen, is, amen, a good name. Amen. That's my topic that I want to leave with you tonight. Amen. From the Lord, amen, is a good name. Hallelujah. And then you stop and you think about, amen, amen. What is a name? A name is your identity. A name is, amen, something that amen, people, amen, identify you as, and they summons, they call your name. Amen, it's your, amen, it's a, amen, birth-given name that, amen, you inherit from someone, mostly your parents, who could be, amen, grandparents, anybody. They saw fit to name you, amen, what your name is. Amen, and how that people are just naming their children anything these days. Amen, not even, amen, taking into consideration, amen, what that name means. Amen. Names mean something, and amen, and the characteristics will follow the name. Amen. So, amen, we want to be mindful. Amen. And we don't want to just give any old kind of names to our children. Amen. But we want to name something that's going to represent something. Amen. I praise God. My name, Emmanuel. Amen. Mean it, interpret God with us. And truly, I could say all of my life, God has been with me. Through my good, through my bad, through my ups and through my downs, God has been with me. Amen. But we're talking about a good name. Amen. The names have meanings. Amen. And like 4th day, the people are just, amen, naming their children anything, not even realizing, amen, what the name means. Amen. Then they wonder why their child is, amen, behaving in such a way. Well, do some research on their name. Amen. And maybe that will kind of tell you, amen, a little bit of background about their characteristics. Amen. But, amen, we're talking about a good name. The word good means, amen, to be desired of or approved of. That which is morally right, righteousness, virtue, benefit, advantage, profit. Amen. We're talking about a good name. Amen. A good name is something even that is to be desired. Amen. Each one of us should desire a good name. Amen. Or approved of. Amen. When you have a good name, amen, it'll make ways for you. It will open up doors for you when you have a good name, a good reputation. Amen. It says that which is morally right. Amen. When you have a good name, people recognize you as, amen, a person that has integrity. Amen. I can remember I was at, amen, my job. I work at a school. Amen. And we was gathered for a meeting. Amen. And we gathered all around, and amen, for a meeting. Amen. And to my surprise, amen, the principal began to come out and say, amen, we're going to ask, amen, Mr. E. Amen. Amen. They call me Mr. E. They said, we're going to ask Mr. E, amen, to, amen, do such and such. Amen. She began to say, because we know he's a man of integrity. Amen. It was to my surprise, amen, that she even, amen, recognized and felt that way within her heart. But she felt that way, amen, and she began to project it out, amen, among everybody. Amen. Said that he was a man of integrity. Amen. And we give God all the glory. Amen. Only God can do this thing. We ourselves cannot do it, amen, on our own. Amen. But God is the one that, amen, gives us, amen, amen, morals and integrity. Amen. And the morals to live by the word of God. And that what creates, amen, us to be, amen, a man of integrity is through the word of God. Amen. Begin to say, amen, virtue. A good name, amen, will instill virtue. Amen. Benefits. A good name will cause you to have benefit. Amen. A good name, amen, advantage. It will cause you to have advantage over others that may not have a good name. Amen. Why? Because you will be desired of. You will be approved of. People will choose you, amen, over somebody else that may not have a good name. Amen. So we're talking about a good name tonight. Amen. And you ought to stop and think about, amen, are you, amen, a person of integrity? Amen. Is your name, amen, a good name, or has your name been marred? Amen. Has your name been marred by life? Amen. I'm reminded, amen, of, amen, on last night, amen, Minister Ali began to come to us, and she began to talk about, amen, the issues of life. Amen. She began to reflect and state that life, amen, in life we have real issues. Amen. People are dealing with real issues, and you know that is true. Amen. In the midst of having real issues, amen, what, amen, amen, what is your character? Amen. What, amen, what kind of name has these issues left you with? Has it left you with, amen, a name of integrity? Or has it left you with a name that has been marred, scarred, and, amen, just ridiculed, amen, just Oscar Scott? Amen. But we praise God, amen. A good name is rather to be chosen than, amen, great riches. Amen. That, amen, says a lot when you choose a good name over riches. Amen, and love and favor, amen, over silver and gold. Amen, that says a lot about you. That says a lot about your character or who you are, amen, as a person. Amen. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. I'm who I am. Amen. By the grace of God. Amen. And we go on, amen. Amen. Talking about a good name. Amen. But amen, I want to leave a subtopic with you as well. My topic is a good name. But I want to leave a subtopic with you so I can tie it all in at one time. Amen. A subtopic is, amen, I got to clean up what I messed up. Glory be to God. Amen. If you want a good name, you got to clean up what you messed up. Hallelujah, God. Amen. And follow me. You will understand what it is that the Lord wants to say unto his people tonight. Amen. A good name is rather to be chosen. Amen. Then great riches. Huh? Amen. You can have anything in life you want, but if your name is not good, if you don't have a good name, amen, you're not going to find favor, amen, in the sight of God and in the sight of men. Huh? Amen. But, amen, a good name is to be desired of. Amen. A good name is to be approved of. Hallelujah. Amen. We're talking about a good name. Amen. But we want to talk about, I got to clean up what I messed up. Hallelujah. Amen. And sometimes, amen, in life, amen, we have messed up things. Huh? We have messed up, amen, situations. Huh? Amen. We have gotten ourselves into situations. Huh? Amen. We did it ourselves. Huh? Somebody said, amen, you can't even blame everything on the devil. Huh? Amen. Some things you did it yourself. Amen. Why? Because know that we wouldn't hear. We didn't hear instructions. Huh? Amen. Proverbs begin to say, Solomon began to say, my son, amen, heed instructions. Huh? Amen. Amen. Take heed to instructions. Huh? Amen. But so many times we went on, we felt like I'm grown. Amen. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Huh? Amen. I know what I'm doing. Huh? Amen. I know, amen, this and I know that. Huh? Amen. But down the road, we realized we didn't know as much as we thought we knew. Huh? Amen. I got to clean up what I messed up, huh? Amen. We got to clean up, amen, what we messed up, huh? Sometimes we got to go back, huh? We got to go back to that place, huh? Where we, amen, created a mess, huh? We have to go back, amen, huh? Amen, and clean up, huh? Amen, amen, what we messed up, huh? It's just like a child, huh? A child will be in the room and playing with his toys, huh? He go into the toy box, huh? And he pull out all his toys, huh? Even toys that he know he ain't gonna play with, huh? But he just dump everything out on the floor, huh? Amen, but then he wanna walk away, huh? When he get tired, huh? He want to walk away, amen, huh? From, amen, the toys on the floor, huh? And he walks away leaving a mess, huh? A mess on the floor, huh? Amen, but the parents will come in the room, huh? Amen, and say, go back in that room, huh? You go back, huh? In your room and clean up, huh? Amen, you put everything back in place where you got it from, huh? Amen, you put everything back in that toy box, huh? Meaning you put everything back in its proper place, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Maybe some things in life, huh? We cannot put back in place, huh? Amen, because it has been destroyed, huh? Amen, but you can go back, huh? Amen, you can try to put it back, huh? You can try, amen, to mend that situation, huh? Amen, back together again, huh? Meaning you can do, amen, huh? You do what you can do, huh? Amen, to try to set, huh? That situation, amen, huh? Try to correct that situation, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen, go back and correct that situation. Huh? Amen. Where you may have money, amen, done somebody wrong, huh? Maybe you have wronged somebody, huh? Amen. But it's time to go back, huh? Amen. And make that wrong right, huh? Amen. Glory be to God, huh? Amen. I got to clean up, huh? What I messed up, huh? Amen. I'm sure in life, huh? We all have messed up, huh? I'm sure in life, huh? We all have made bad choices, huh? Amen. And bad, amen. We have made bad decisions, huh? Amen. But tonight, God is saying, huh? Go back and clean up, huh? What you messed up, huh? Don't just leave it like it is, huh? Don't just, amen, walk over top of it, huh? Stop sweeping it under the rug, huh? And go back and deal with it, huh? You got to go back and deal with that situation, huh? Sometimes we don't like to face situations, huh? Amen. It's easy for us, huh? It's easier for us, huh? Amen. To brush it under the rug, huh? It's easy for us, huh? Amen. We say, I don't want to talk about it, huh? But sometimes in life, huh? You got to stop, huh? And go back to that situation, huh? And you got to face it head on, huh? You got to deal with that situation. situation, huh? You can't keep overwalking it, huh? You can't keep overlooking it, huh? You can't put a band-aid on it, huh? And expect it to heal, huh? Amen. But you got to deal with that open wound, huh? You got to deal with that scar, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen. I got to clean up, huh? What I messed up, huh? We're still talking about a good name, huh? What kind of name do you have tonight, huh? Amen. Do people see you as a person, huh, of integrity, huh? Do people see you, huh, as a person, huh, amen, of an honest heart, huh, in an honest spirit, huh? Or when they see you, huh, they run the other way, huh? They trying to get out your presence, huh? Because they know when you come, huh, you ain't coming with nothing but trouble, huh? You're not coming with nothing but confusion, huh? Amen. Glory be to God, huh? You ain't coming with nothing but a bunch of negativity, huh? Hallelujah, Jesus, huh? Sometimes when you see people, huh? Amen. Sometimes you hate to see them coming, huh? Amen. Because they come, huh, with so much negativity, huh? Amen. Sometimes they come, huh? Amen. They stir up so much strife, huh? They stir up so much confusion, huh? Amen. You almost hate to see them coming, huh? Amen. You just grin and bear it, huh? You grin and bear it, huh? And you plead the blood of Jesus, huh? Over that, amen, spirit, huh? Over that negative spirit, huh? Over that spirit of confusion, huh? Glory be to God. Talking about, huh? A good name, huh? I got to clean up, huh? What I messed up, huh? Amen, huh? In the Bible, lets me know, huh? Amen. In 1 Thessalonians, huh? Amen. 5:15, huh? Amen. 1 Thessalonians, huh? Amen. The 5th chapter, huh? Amen. Verse 15, huh? It says, "See that none of you, huh, render evil for evil, huh, unto any man, huh, but ever follow that, huh, which is good, huh, both among yourself, huh, and to all men, huh." This is a person, huh, with a good name, huh. "See to it that none of you, huh, render evil for evil, huh, amen, unto any man, huh." People are not going to know you, huh, amen, as, huh, being revengeful, huh. People are not going to know you, huh, as being despiteful, huh, amen, always trying to get back, huh, amen, always trying, huh, amen, to get back at somebody, huh. They do you wrong, huh, you're going to turn around and do them wrong, huh, amen. But you don't want, huh, to be labeled like that, huh. You want to be labeled, huh, as a man, huh, after God's own heart, huh. Hebrews begin to say, huh, 12 and 14, huh, "Follow peace with all men, huh, in holiness, huh, without which no man, huh, shall see the Lord, huh." You want to be labeled as, huh, the peacemaker, huh? He said in St. Matthew, huh, the 5th chapter, huh, he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, huh, for theirs is the kingdom of God," huh? Hallelujah, God, huh? Where are the peacemakers tonight, huh? Where are those, huh, amen, that desire to make peace, huh? Amen, they love, huh? Amen, to keep the unity of the spirit, huh, in the bonds of peace, huh? Glory be to God, huh? We're talking about a good name, huh? A good name tonight, huh, is rather to be chosen, huh, than great riches, huh? Keep all your riches, huh? Amen. Let me see some integrity, huh? Let me see an honest person, huh? Let me see a person, huh, with a pure heart, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen. We're talking about, huh, I got to clean up, huh, what I messed up, huh? Amen. We all, huh, we messed up something in life, huh? If we didn't mess up, amen, somebody else's situation, huh? We messed up our own lives, huh? But we got to go back, huh, and clean up, huh, what we messed up, huh? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God, huh? He goes on and says, huh, in 1 Thessalonians, huh, 5:22, huh? Verse 22, huh? He said, "Abstain, huh, from all appearance of evil, huh? And the very God of peace, huh, sanctify you wholly, huh? And I pray, God, huh, your whole spirit, huh, and soul and body, huh, be preserved blameless, huh, until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, huh?" Amen. See, he was letting us know, huh, that there's things that you must do first, huh? You got to clean up, huh? You got to sanctify yourself, huh? You got to sanctify your environment, huh? You got to sanctify, amen, huh? Your surroundings, huh? You got to sanctify, huh? You got to correct things, huh? Things that are out of order, huh? You got to go back and set them in order, huh? Amen. Paul said, huh? I bring under my body, huh? And I bring it under subjection, huh? Hallelujah, God, huh? There's things that you got to do, huh? After you've done what you're supposed to do, huh? Then the very God of peace, huh? The very God of peace, huh? Will come in, huh? And sanctify you holy, huh? After you've done all you can do, huh? Able to correct things, huh? After you've done all you can do, huh? To correct the wrong, huh? After you've done all you can do, huh? Able to correct them situations, huh? That you have messed up, huh? Then the very God of peace, huh? He will come in, huh? And he will sanctify you holy, huh? Meaning he will do the rest, huh? God will do what you can't do, huh? But you got to do what you can do first, huh? People sitting around, huh? They expect God to do everything, huh? They messed this situation up, huh? You messed this situation up, huh? You caused this problem, huh? Now you want God to fix it, huh? Now you want God, huh? Amen, to turn this situation around, huh? Yes, he can, huh? Yes, he will, huh? Glory be to God, huh? But there are some things, huh, that you got to do, huh? You got to correct some things, huh? You got to change some situations. Glory be to God, huh? A good name, huh? Hallelujah, Jesus, huh? We're talking about a good name, huh? I got to clean up, huh, what I messed up, huh? Amen, huh? In order for me to have a good name, huh? I got to clean up what I messed up, huh? Amen, go back, huh? Go back and clean those situations up, huh? Amen, it says, abstain from all appearance of evil, huh? And the God of peace sanctify you holy, huh? And I pray, God, your whole spirit, huh? And soul and body, huh? Be preserved blameless, huh? Until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Hallelujah, Jesus, huh? Thank you, Jesus, huh? Amen, I'm reminded, huh? Amen, in 2 Corinthians, huh? 5:17, huh? It goes on and lets us know, huh? 2 Corinthians, huh? 5:17, huh? My Bible tells me, huh? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, huh? He is a new creature, huh? All things are passed away, huh? And behold, all things, huh, become new, huh? Amen. If you come in Christ, huh, you are a new creature, huh? Amen. The life that I used to live, huh? Amen. I don't live no more, huh? Amen. Why? Because I'm a new creature, huh? Amen. We're talking about a good name, huh? When you come into Christ, amen, huh? Christ calls you to have a good name, huh? Amen. When you was in the world, huh? The world calls you to have an evil name, huh? The world calls you to have a bad name, huh? But thanks be to God, huh? Thanks be to God, amen, huh? Who changes things, huh? Who turning our situations around, huh? Amen. We're still talking about a good name, huh? Glory be to God, huh? What I've messed up, huh? I got to clean up, huh? What I messed up, huh? What about you tonight, huh? Have you taken the time, huh, to clean up what you messed up, huh? Have you, amen, taken the time, huh, to go back, amen, huh, to correct all the wrong that you've done, huh? Amen, have you went and taken the time, huh, amen, to undo, amen, huh, all the things that you've done that wasn't right, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? I got to clean up, huh, what I messed up, huh? Amen, therefore, if any man be in Christ, huh, he is a new creature, huh? All things are passed away, huh? Amen. All things are passed away, huh? Amen. Before you came to Christ, huh? We did some low-down things, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? Before we came to Christ, huh? We were low-down, huh? We were wretched, huh? Paul began to say, huh, in the book of Romans, huh, who shall deliver me, huh? Oh, God, this old wretched man that I am, huh? Who shall deliver me, huh? Amen, from this body of death, huh? We were wretched, huh? We were low down, amen, huh? But thanks be to God, huh? Amen, before we came to Christ, huh, we did anything, huh? We did it. It didn't even matter. It didn't even matter what we did, huh? We said anything, huh? Whatever came to our mind, huh? We just said it, huh? We didn't even think about it. About what we was, amen, was going to say, huh? We just spoke whatever, huh, came to our mind, huh? Whatever we felt about people, huh? We just said it, huh? Regardless if it hurt their feelings, huh? No matter, amen, how, amen, it felt to them, huh? We just said it, huh? But now, amen, that we come to Christ, huh? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, huh? He is a new creature, huh? All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, huh? Amen. When you come to Christ, amen, you no longer have that mindset. You no longer, amen, that person. Amen. But you're more conscious, amen, about your decisions. You're more conscious about what comes out of your mouth. Amen. You don't want to send nobody in word or deed. Amen. But praise God. Only God can give a man that mind. Amen. But before we came to Christ, we did some low-down things. We did some, amen, low things. Amen. How low can you go? Glory be to God. The world, amen, got a question out. Say, how low can you go? When we was in the world, we went as low as we can go. Amen. I speak for myself. Amen. I went as low as I can go. And amen, I went very low. But thanks be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Thanks be to God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. Mean a creation. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Glory be to God. But let's talk about before we came to the Lord. Amen. Before we came to the Lord. Amen. We were low down. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Before we came to the Lord, we did some low-down things. We did some, amen, we made bad decisions. Amen, no doubt some of us. Amen, some of us was home wreckers. Amen, we wrecked homes, amen. Amen, we didn't care, amen. Whose home we was breaking up. Amen, we ran with somebody that we knew we had no business being with. We didn't care who we was destroying. Amen, we ran with people. Amen, we did things, amen. Amen, that wasn't of God. Amen, but glory be to God. Hallelujah, God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Before we came to the Lord, amen, we was home wreckers, as I forestated. Amen. We didn't care, amen. Amen. We break up happy homes. We broke up, amen, happy marriages. Amen. We knew that man, amen, wasn't ours, but we wanted him anyway. We knew that woman wasn't ours, but we wanted her anyway, amen. We didn't care what we had to do to get her. We didn't care, amen, who we pulled her away from. But thanks be to God, amen. Amen, we destroyed, amen. We destroyed happy homes. Amen, but Bible lets us know, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That's the old life. That's the old life of sin that we used to live. Amen. So we didn't have a good name. Amen. When people saw us, amen, because of what we did, they begin to call us that homewrecker. They are homewrecker. Amen. They are, amen, this. They're that, amen. They call us everything but a child of God. They call us some low-down names, amen. Amen, but we lived up to those names because we did whatever, whatever the world, amen, whatever the devil told us to do. I'm reminded of my own self. Amen, when I was in the world of sin, my friends used to call me the devil. They say, you're the biggest devil around. Amen, I said, well, amen, if you want to talk about me, I'm going to sure enough give you something to talk about, and I sure enough cut up like the devil, amen. I wanted to prove them right. If this is what you think about me, then I'm gonna prove you right. Glory be to God. I didn't have a good name, amen. I had a bad reputation, amen. I had, amen, a bad name, but now that I'm in Christ, God began to reverse the curse. Glory be to God. God began to reverse that situation. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, people. God, you got to clean up what you messed up. Maybe you was a home wrecker before you came to the Lord. Amen, but did you stop to clean up that mess? Did you stop, amen, to clean up that situation? Did you go back and ask for forgiveness? Did you go back and repent, not only to God, amen, but to that person you offended, amen, to that person that you did wrong to? Did you go back and ask them, please forgive me, amen, for what I done to you, please forgive me, amen, for my offenses, that I committed against you, come on and praise him tonight, come on and praise him tonight, I gotta clean up, what I messed up, amen, we're singing and shouting, over everything, we're singing and shouting, amen, over things that we've done, huh? Amen. But you got to stop, huh? You got to go back, huh? And clean up, huh? Clean up that mess that you made, huh? Don't think, huh, that dance is going to fix it, huh? Don't think, huh, that hallelujah is going to fix it, huh? There's some things, huh, you got to fix, huh? There's some things, huh, you got to correct, huh? Yes, Lord, huh? Can somebody say, yes, Lord, huh? I'll clean up, huh, what I've messed up, huh? Glory be to God, huh? I got to clean up, huh, what I've messed up, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen, huh? We're still talking about a good name, huh? Amen. When you go back and repent, huh? When you go back and make it right, huh? Then you're going to have a good name, huh? Glory be to God, huh? But I got to clean up, huh, what I messed up, huh? Amen, huh? Are you thinking about, huh, even those situations you messed up, huh? Are you thinking about, huh, something that you destroyed, huh? Amen. But tonight, huh, God wants you to know, huh, you go back and clean it up, huh? We want God to do everything, huh? We don't want to be accountable for anything, huh? We don't want to take accountability, huh, for anything that we do, huh? We don't want to be accountable for our actions, huh? Amen. But tonight, huh, God wants you to take accountability, huh, for your actions, huh, for what you've done, huh? And he's saying tonight, huh, you go back, huh? Amen. And clean up, huh, what you messed up, huh? God is not going to bless the mess, huh? God don't bless mess, huh? Amen. You want to be blessed of God, huh? Clean up what you messed up, huh? Set the house in order, huh? Amen. Create a clean atmosphere, huh? Amen. If I regard iniquity in my heart, huh? The Lord will not hear me, huh? Hallelujah, Jesus, huh? I feel this message tonight, huh? Amen. I know I ain't got much time, huh? But God is saying to us tonight, huh? Clean up what you messed up, huh? Stop singing and shouting, huh? And go back and clean up your room, huh? Go back and clean up your environment, huh? Go back and clean up your atmosphere, huh? Go back and clean up that situation, huh? Oh, yes, Lord, huh? Hallelujah, Jesus, huh? Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, huh? Thank you, Jesus, huh? Glory be to God, huh? I feel the Holy Ghost tonight, huh? Amen. I feel my help tonight, huh? Hallelujah, Jesus, huh? Amen. We want to sing and we want to shout, huh? But we don't want to clean up what we messed up, huh? We want to lift up hands, huh? But our hands are defiled, huh? Our hands, amen, huh? Have, amen, been put into iniquity, huh? Amen. The Bible says in Psalms, huh? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, huh? Nor standeth in the way of sinners, huh? Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Blessed is that man, huh? Amen, who have not, huh, swore vanity, huh, unto vanity, huh, who have not lifted up his hands, huh, amen, nor swore deceitfully, huh, he shall receive, huh, the blessing of the Lord, huh, glory be to God, huh, blessed is that man, huh, hallelujah, Jesus, huh, amen, but clean up, huh, what you messed up tonight, huh, amen, you want God to bless you, huh, clean up what you messed up, huh? Amen. God don't bless mess, huh? God is not going to bless that messy situation, huh? God is not going to bless, amen, huh, that corrupt circumstances, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Clean up what you messed up, huh? Amen, huh? We're talking about, amen, huh? Cleaning up what you messed up, huh? I got to clean up, huh, what I messed up, huh? You wonder why you can't prosper, huh? You wonder why, huh, things are not working out in your favor, huh? Because there's something, huh, that you got to do, huh? Amen. And God wants you to know tonight, huh, what it is that's hindering you, huh? Amen. From prospering, huh? Whoa, glory be to God, huh? What it is, huh, that's keeping you, huh, for having abundant life, huh? God wants you to know tonight, huh? You got to go back and clean up, huh? All those situations, huh? Amen, that you have created, huh? All those messy situations, huh, that you have created, huh? God wants you to go back, huh, and clean them up tonight, huh? Amen, stop, huh? Take time, amen, huh? Go back and clean it up, huh? Lay your gift on the altar, huh? And go back and be reconciled, huh? Back to your brother, huh? Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, huh? Amen, huh? We're talking about, huh? I got to clean up, huh? What I messed up, huh? A good name, huh? Do you have a good name tonight, huh? Amen. Are you representing the good name, huh? Is the word of God, huh? Amen. Showing you, huh? If you got a good name tonight, huh? Or do you got a bad name, huh? Do you got a bad reputation, huh? Do you got a bad reputation on your name tonight, huh? Glory be to God, huh? I remember in life, huh, when I was walking around, huh, with a bad reputation, huh? I had a bad name, huh? I had a bad rap, huh? Amen, huh? When people saw me coming, huh? Amen, they had, huh? Even their identity for me, huh? I had a bad rap on my name, huh? I was considered a liar, huh? Glory be to God, huh? But Jesus cleaned me up, huh? I was considered a thief, huh? Because I stole things that wasn't mine, huh? Glory be to God, huh? I did everything under the sun, huh? But now that I'm a new creature, huh? If any man be in Christ, huh? He is a new creature, huh? All things are passed away, huh? Behold, all things, amen, huh? Are become new, huh? I'm walking in the newness of life, huh? The old man was buried, huh? With his deed, huh? In water baptism, huh? And now that the old man is buried, huh? Glory be to God, huh? I'm resurrected, huh? In the newness of life, huh? When the old man was buried, huh? So was that bad name, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen. He didn't just bury the old man, huh? And keep me with, amen, a bad name, huh? But the old man was buried, huh? Along with a bad name, huh? Amen. And I resurrected, huh? I rose, I got up, huh? In the newness of life, huh? Everything was new, huh? If any man be in Christ, huh? He is a new creature, huh? All things are passed away, huh? Behold, huh, all things are made new, huh? When I resurrected, huh, I rose in the newness of life, huh? I rose, huh, with a new name, huh? I rose, huh, with a new attitude, huh? I rose, huh, with a new behavior, huh? I rose, huh, glory be to God, huh? To walk in righteousness, huh? Amen, to walk, huh, after God's own heart, huh? Amen, to be a man of integrity, huh? To be the man, huh, that God was calling me to be, huh? It still is, huh? Amen, huh? I'm striving to be that man, huh, that God is calling me to be, huh? Glory be to God, huh? No more I, huh, but it's you, Christ, huh, that lives inside, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Hallelujah, Jesus. Clean up what you messed up, huh? Amen. I got to clean up, huh, what I messed up, huh? Amen. Let me go on. Let me go on, huh? Amen. Broken relationships, huh? Amen. Broken relationships, huh? Amen. Scripture begin to say in Proverbs 6 and amen 19, huh? Amen. Bible begin to say, huh? God, amen, he hates this and that, huh? Amen, God don't like it, amen. But God hates, amen, huh? But he that sows discord, huh, among the brethren, huh? He that sows discord, huh? Amen, you got people, huh? They're saying they're born again, huh? But they're still backbiting, huh? They still, amen, huh? Always got something negative to say about somebody, huh? They always, amen, never got nothing good to say about people, huh? Every time you turn around, huh? They're talking about Sister So-and-so, huh? Every time you turn around, huh? They're talking about bro and so-and-so, huh? Amen. But he that sows discord, huh? Among the brethren, huh? God began to say it's abomination, huh? Meaning God, he detested, huh? It's loathsome in the sight of God, huh? Amen. It's abominable, huh? God hates it, huh? He that sows discord, huh? Among the brethren, huh? If you don't read your Bible, huh? If you don't believe in it tonight, huh? Read your Bible, huh? Amen. Proverbs the 6th chapter, huh? Amen. About verse 19, huh? He that sows discord, huh? Among the brethren, huh? Amen. But we say I'm new, huh? We say I'm a new creature, huh? Amen, huh? We talked about people when we was in the world, huh? We downgraded people, huh? When we was in the world, huh? But now that we're on the Lord's side, huh? Amen. We don't do that now, huh? Glory be to God, huh? We supposed to be changed, huh? Our conversation, huh? Supposed to be holy, huh? He said, love you one another, huh? Even as Christ has loved you, huh? Do it for Christ's sake, huh? Even when your sister and brother do something wrong, huh? Don't talk about them, huh? But pray for them, huh? Pray for them, amen, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Broken relationships, huh? God wants to heal, huh? He wants to mend broken relationships, huh? Only God can do it tonight, huh? Hallelujah, God, huh? I know God can do it, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen, we're talking about a good name, huh? Go back and clean up, huh? What you messed up, huh? Did you break that relationship, huh? You want to blame it on everybody else, huh? Well, they did this, huh? they did that, huh? But what did you do, huh? What did you say, huh? You say they said this, huh? They said that about me, huh? They did this against me, huh? They did that, amen, to me, huh? But what did you do to them? Glory be to God, huh? Hallelujah, huh? See, it's two sides to a story, huh? It's two sides to a story, huh? Amen. We want to walk around mad at people, huh? We want to walk around with attitude, not speaking to people, huh? Amen. Because we say, they did this to me, huh? They did that to me, huh? Well, maybe they did, huh? But what did you do to them, huh? Did you try to get back at them, huh? Did you try to get revenge on them, huh? Or did you, huh, still show the love of Jesus, huh? Glory be to God, huh? We got to be Christ-like, huh? We got to be Christ-like, huh? We got to have the mind of Christ, huh? We got to be able, huh, to love, huh, in spite of when people do us wrong, huh? We got to love, huh? He said, love your enemies, huh? Bless them that persecute you, huh? Bless those, amen, huh, that misuse you, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Clean up, huh, what you messed up tonight, huh? Hallelujah, God, huh? Amen, huh? Family members, huh? Amen, 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 huh? Got family members walking around, huh? Not speaking to each other, huh? Amen, I could never understand, huh? Amen, when I talk to people, huh? They say, I don't talk to my mother, huh? I don't talk to my father, huh? I could never understand that, huh? Amen, they did you that bad, huh? Amen, they did you that wrong, huh? And maybe they did, huh? But where is forgiveness, huh? You say you're serving God, huh? You say you saved, huh? You say you got the Holy Ghost, huh? But where is God, huh? Where is the love of God, huh? Amen, my Bible tells me, huh, that love, huh, covers the multitude of sin, huh? Amen, then another scripture says, huh, love, huh, covers the multitude of faults, huh? Maybe they did do you wrong, huh? But the love of Jesus, huh, will cause you to forgive them, huh? And love them anyhow, huh? Amen, I could never understand, huh, when I talk to people, huh? They say, I don't talk to my brother, huh? We haven't talked in 5 years, huh? I don't talk to my sister, huh? We haven't talked in 6 years, huh? I can't never understand, huh? What did they do so bad, huh, that you can't forgive them, huh? What did they do so bad, huh, that you can't move past it, huh? Amen, huh? But let me ask you, huh? Amen, never mind what they did, huh? But what did you do, huh? What did you do, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Because if you got the love of Jesus, huh, you should be able to move past it, huh? If you got the love of Jesus, huh, you should be able to forgive them, huh, and put it behind you, huh, and rebuild that broken relationship, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Hallelujah, God, huh? And we're talking about a good name, huh? I got to clean up, huh, what I messed up, huh? Clean up tonight, huh? What you messed up, huh? Go back and mend that broken relationship, huh? Go back and get your sister, huh? Amen. Pull her out the fire tonight, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? She's waiting on you, huh? You say you got Christ, huh? You say you're born again, huh? Well, that lost soul, huh, is waiting on you, huh, to pull them out the fire, huh? Go back and get that brother, huh? That lost brother, amen, huh? Maybe they did do you wrong, huh? Maybe they did steal all your money, huh? But go back, huh, and let them know, huh, Jesus in me, huh? He loves you, huh? The God in me, huh, loves you, huh? Glory be to God, huh? And mend that broken relationship, huh? Amen. Put it behind you, huh? Amen. If any man be in Christ, huh, he is a new creature. Glory be to God, huh? Amen, huh? Hallelujah, God, huh? God wants us to clean up, huh? Amen, what we messed up tonight, huh? Amen, no need to walk around, huh? Amen, not talking to your loved ones, huh? Amen, not speaking to your loved ones, huh? You're supposed to be the bigger person, huh? You say you got Christ in your life, huh? You're supposed to be the bigger person, huh? They're supposed to be able to see Christ in you, huh? We're supposed to be examples, huh? Amen, of Christ's love, huh? He said, love ye one another, huh? By this shall all men know, huh, that you are my disciple, huh, that you have loved one to another, huh, not only just love people that love you, huh, but then when you love your enemies, huh, people are going to know, huh, that you truly belong to Christ, huh, and you truly got the Christ love, huh, you got Christ love inside you, huh, living down in your heart, huh, glory be to God, huh, clean up what you messed up, huh, Stop walking around with attitude, huh? Saying I'm saved, I'm sanctified, huh? I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, huh? Don't you know when you say you're filled with the Holy Ghost, huh? You're saying you're full of God, huh? You're filled up with God, huh? Well, if you're filled up with God, huh? You should be able to treat people right, huh? You should be able to love, huh? Even love those, huh? That may not love you, huh? They may hate you, huh? But you love them, huh? With the love of Jesus, huh? Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Amen. St. Matthew, huh? St. Matthew 6 and 14, huh? St. Matthew 6 and 14 says, huh? For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Amen. The 15th verse said, but if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespass. Amen. See, we want God to forgive us. We want God to forgive us when we do wrong, when we sin against God. Amen. When we do wrong, we're so quick and want God to forgive us, and God will forgive us, as long as we repent, amen, but he lets me know in his word, amen, he's not going to forgive you, amen, if you don't forgive others, of their trespass, amen, my Bible, amen, says in St. Matthew 6 and 14, for if you forgive men, their trespass, your heavenly Father, will also forgive you, That's how forgiveness comes, When you forgive, when you forgive other people, when you forgive men their trespass, you don't hold it against them, What they've done to you, You don't hold it against them, The wrong that they committed, Maybe they was a homewrecker, Amen, but when Jesus come into your life, you forgive them, They may have murdered your loved one, They may have killed your loved one, But when the love of Jesus, is in your heart, you got enough power, You got the power of God, to forgive that murderer, for killing your loved one, I know it takes a lot, It takes a lot of Jesus, to be able to do that, But it can be done, I've seen it so many times, even with loved ones, different people, they had loved ones murdered, but when they had the opportunity, amen, that they forgave that person, I can recall one woman, amen, that was in that church body, amen, she said, amen, that, amen, a man, murdered her mother, amen, this man, he murdered her mother, amen, and after he got finished serving his time in prison, amen, when he did his years in prison, he got out of prison, glory be to God, and see, she wasn't saved then, but in the meantime, she began to come to the Lord, and the Lord began to save her, amen, the Lord, began to save her, she was bitter with the man at first, amen, she was angry with the man, for killing her mother, but after the Lord saved her, the Lord took out that evilness, The Lord took out that hatred, amen, He took out that bitterness, out of her heart, amen, and the man began to get out, She was saved now. And she said one day, she ran into the man on the street, Amen, she ran into him, Amen, instead of going to the man trying to jump on his head and fight him, She said she ran up to the man and hugged him, And said, I love you, Glory be to God, Don't tell me Christ won't do it, Don't tell me God, won't change a man's heart, Don't tell me God, won't change a man's life, She said she ran up to the man, Instead of being angry, Instead of hating the man, She ran up to the man, And she embraced him, She hugged him and said, I love you, I love you with the love of Jesus, Come on and give God some praise. Glory be to God, Amen, Amen. She forgave men their trespass. She forgave him. So her heavenly Father was able to forgive her. He said, for if you forgive men their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Amen. Forgive you. Whatever you've done wrong, God will forgive you. But he says in the 15th verse, amen, but if ye forgive not, amen. He said, but if ye forgive not, amen, meaning if you don't forgive men, if you don't forgive that person that done you wrong, If you don't forgive that person that stole from you, if you don't forgive that person that mistreated you, amen. He said, but if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Amen. That's why people can't move forward, huh? Because they got unforgiveness in their heart. Huh? They hold on to something that happened 20 years ago. Huh? They hold on to something that happened 30 years ago. Huh? Let me tell you something. Huh? If I was still holding on to my past, huh? If I was still holding on to things that happened to me, huh? Amen, I wouldn't be saved today. Huh? Amen, I wouldn't be preaching God's word today. Huh? Amen, but I forgave, amen. Huh? I forgave those that trespassed against me. Huh? I forgave those that done me wrong. Huh? Amen, I forgave them, amen. Huh? And I loved them with the love of Jesus. Huh? And I was able to move forward with my life. Huh? Amen, I'm not stuck. Huh? Amen, I'm not stuck tonight. Huh? I'm not stuck in my past. Huh? I'm not stuck in what happened 5 years ago. Huh? I'm not stuck in what happened 20 years ago. Huh? I forgave and moved on. Amen. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. And you must do the same thing. Huh? Amen. You must do the same thing. Huh? Amen. Huh? I got to clean up what I messed up. Huh? Amen. We're moving on, huh? Amen. I know my time is running out, huh? Amen. But you got to forgive people, God. Huh? Amen. If I regard iniquity in my heart, huh? The Lord will not hear me, huh? Glory be to God, huh? You can sing, you can shout, huh? But if you got iniquity in your heart, huh? If you got hatred in your heart, huh? If you can't stand somebody, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen, amen, hallelujah, huh? Your worship is in vain, huh? The Bible gonna let us know, huh? How can a man, amen, say he loved God, huh? Whom he had not seen, huh? And hated his brother, huh? Whom he see every day, huh? How dwell the love of God, huh? Amen, you say you love God, huh? Amen, but you hate your brother, huh? Amen, that person that's right next to you, huh? You hate your sister, huh? How dwell the love of God, huh? It cannot be so, huh? It is not so, amen, huh? Glory be to God, huh? You got to forgive people, God, huh? You got to let it go, amen, huh? That thing that happened to you, huh? 20 years ago, amen, huh? Amen, 10 years ago, huh? You got to let all that hurt go, huh? You got to let all that pain go, huh? Glory be to God. Amen. And so you can move on, huh? So you can move forward, huh? And be the person that God is calling you to be, huh? Amen. I got to clean up what I messed up, huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Glory to God. Huh? In my closing, amen. I got to clean up what I messed up, huh? Amen. Psalms, amen. Amen. 116. Amen. Verses 14 and 18. David began to say, I will pay my vow unto the Lord. Now in the presence of all his people. Amen. We made a vow to the Lord. Amen. We got to pay our vow. Huh? Amen. We got to pay our vow. Huh? We sing a song that I made a vow to the Lord and I won't take it back. Huh? But then it goes on and says, Lord, help me to keep my vow. Huh? Lord, help me to keep my vow that I made unto the Lord. Amen. The enemy wants us to, amen, take our vow back. Huh? The enemy don't want us to keep our vow. Huh? Amen. But I made a vow to the Lord, huh? And I won't take it back. Huh? Amen. I got to clean up, huh? What I messed up, huh? Amen. God has let us know tonight, huh? We got to go back and clean up, huh? What we messed up, huh? Amen. And my last amen, amen. My last portion of the message, amen. Clean up what I messed up, huh? Amen. We're talking about amen, huh? We're talking about a good name, huh? A good name is rather to be chosen, huh? Amen. Let's talk about amen. Areas in our life where we messed up, huh? You may say, well, brother preacher, huh? Amen. I love everybody, huh? Amen. I don't hate nobody, huh? Amen. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, huh? I'm striving to please God, huh? I'm striving to walk according to God's word, huh? Well, that's well, amen, that's good, huh? Amen, wonderful and beautiful, huh? Amen, praise the Lord, amen, huh? We're striving to reach perfection, huh? Amen, but along the way of striving, huh? There's still areas in our life, huh? That we got to clean up, huh? There's areas in our life, huh? That we still got to improve, huh? Amen, I know, amen, huh? It went, man, like the mother, amen, began to say on last night, huh? Amen, like, amen, the name and the minister began to say on last night, huh? We got real-life issues, huh? We got real-life situations, huh? Amen, but Jesus wants to help us tonight, huh? The Lord wants to help us, huh? In the midst of our situations, huh? God wants to help us, huh? He said, I will help you, huh? And that right early, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen, we got to clean up, huh? Amen, what we messed up, huh? Amen, let's talk about debt, huh? Amen, let's talk about debt, huh? Amen, we don't want to talk about the debt, huh? That we got ourselves into, huh? Amen, we done buried ourselves in debt, huh? Amen, we ain't even free, huh? We're not even free to praise God, huh? Because we got so much debt over our head, huh? Amen. We owe this one, huh? We owe that one, huh? Amen. We went, huh? We made bad decisions, huh? We got all these credit cards, huh? Glory be to God, huh? We got all these credit cards, huh? And we used them foolishly, huh? We wasn't wise, huh? In making wise decisions, huh? With these credit cards, huh? And now, huh? The credit cards got us in trouble, huh? Amen. The credit cards, huh? Caused us, huh? To create so many bills, huh? Amen. Now we got so much debt, huh? Amen. Hanging over our head, huh? We're trying to worship God, huh? We're trying to praise God, huh? But we're so burdened down in debt, huh? So it's so heavy for us, huh? The load is so heavy, huh? That we cannot worship God, huh? In spirit and in truth, huh? We cannot worship God, huh? In freedom, huh? We cannot worship God, huh? Like with desire, huh? Because we're so burdened down, huh? We're thinking about all the bills that we got, huh? We're thinking about we got to pay this bill, huh? We got that bill, huh? We got more bills than we got money, huh? Glory be to God, huh? But I got to clean up, huh? What I messed up, huh? Amen, huh? It's our fault, huh? Amen, that we went out, huh? And got all these credit cards, huh? It's our fault, huh? It's not God's fault, huh? It's our fault, huh? That we wasn't wise, huh? In our spending, huh? It's our fault, huh? That we didn't make, huh? Good choices, huh? Amen, huh? But thank God for mercy, huh? Thank God for grace, huh? Thank God for forgiving us, huh? Even when we made bad decisions, huh? He looked beyond my fault, huh? And saw my need, huh? Amen. I'm not sitting here telling you, huh, that I got A1 credit, huh? Because I don't, amen, huh? Amen. I got to clean up, huh? What I messed up, huh? Glory be to God, huh? I got to clean up, huh? What I messed up, huh? Sometimes you got to stop, huh? And go back, huh? And rectify that problem, huh? You got to go back, huh? Amen. And sit down, huh? And see how, huh? You can resolve this situation, huh? How you can settle this situation, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen. The bill collector, huh? They're coming after you, huh? Amen. Amen, huh? They want to garnish your wages, huh? They want to pay your paycheck, huh? They want to take your paycheck, huh? They, amen, want to garnish your wages, huh? Because you got yourself in so much debt. Glory be to God, huh? Amen. That's not a good feeling, huh? To work 40 hours a week and even more. Amen. Then the bill collector garnish your paycheck, huh? Amen. That's not a happy feeling, huh? That's not a feeling to rejoice, huh? Amen. But I got to clean up, huh? What I messed up, huh? I got to pick up the phone, huh? And I got to call the bill collectors, huh? And say, huh? Amen. Put me on a payment arrangement, huh? Amen. I want to pay this bill, huh? But give me a little time, huh? Let me make some payments, amen, huh? Amen. David said, huh? I will pay my vow, huh? That I owe, huh? Amen. You signed on the dotted line, huh? You signed that contract, huh? It said I will pay my monthly fees, huh? I will pay my monthly bills, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen. But amen, life, huh? Begin to happen, huh? Where, amen, something came up where you wasn't able to pay, huh? You ran out of money, huh? Now you in a bunch of debt, huh? Now you owe everybody money, huh? But I got to clean up, huh? What I messed up, huh? Stop singing over debt, huh? Stop shouting over debt, huh? And go back and get it resolved, huh? Go back and try to get it resolved, huh? Try, huh? Amen, to get it fixed tonight, huh? I got to clean up, huh? What I messed up, huh? Nobody did it, huh? I was the one that did it, huh? Nobody else did it, huh? It was me, Lord, huh? Lord, it was me, huh? I made the wrong choice, huh? Lord, I wasn't wise, huh? Lord, I didn't consult you, huh? Lord, I didn't pray about it, huh? I just went on and did it, huh? It felt good to spend it, huh? It felt good, huh? To put it on credit, huh? It felt good, huh? To walk in the store, huh? And pull out that Visa card, huh? It felt good, huh? To walk in the store, huh? And pull out that, amen, that MasterCard, huh? Amen. It felt good, huh? To pull out that platinum card, huh? Glory be to God, huh? But now, huh? That platinum card got you in trouble, huh? Now that Visa card, huh? It got you in debt, huh? Now that MasterCard, huh? Amen. It's causing you, huh? Amen. To be burdened down, huh? But thanks be to God, huh? Thanks be to God, huh? Amen, who looks, huh, beyond our fault tonight. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Amen, a good name. Oh, we're still talking about a good name. A good name is rather to be chosen. Amen, and when you got, amen, a bad name, amen, when you bogged down in debt, amen, when you, amen, have, amen, exhausted all of your credit, you don't have a good name. Amen, you do not have a good name. Amen, but you got to go back, amen, and rebuild. Go back, amen, and rebuild it. Amen. God is the God of a second chance. Hallelujah. God is the God of a second chance. Amen. There's some things in life that we got to do. Amen. Yes, God can do all that he even chooses to do. But sometimes God wants you to do some things. God wants you to take time and go back and fix up the natural. Amen. He said that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul does prosper. Amen. God is concerned about you, your physical being, as well as your spiritual being. But there's things that you got to do. You got to sit down and, amen, and think about it. Amen. Clean up what you messed up. Hallelujah. We're talking about a good name. Amen. Romans, amen, 13 and 8 says, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that worketh, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Glory be to God. That's all God wants us to do is love one another. And do it in liberty. Do it in freedom. Amen. We're talking about a good name tonight. Amen. I got to clean up what I messed up. Glory be to God. And we all messed up in life. Amen. I messed up in life. And let me tell you something. Even after you came to the Lord, somewhere along the line, you still messed up. Amen. He that said amen, amen, I have not offended. Amen. The Bible says he's a perfect man. Amen. But there we know that there is none perfect but the Father. Amen. So there's something in our life, amen, that we need to clean up. Amen. Whether, amen, whatever it is, whether it's, amen, broke a relationship, whether it's debt, amen, whether, amen, whatever, something in our life, amen, that we need to go back and clean up. We need to go back and make it right. Stop, amen, ignoring it. Stop walking over top of it. Amen. And go back and clean it up. Amen. Do your part. Do what you can do to make it right. And God will help you to do the rest. Amen. We bless God tonight. And we praise God. And even, amen, one more thing, amen. And also, amen, people of God, amen, the Lord saved us, the Lord forgave us, amen. Some of us, amen, when we was in the world of sin, we got in a lot of trouble, amen, we did a lot of bad things. Some of us got DUIs, amen, we got our license revoked, amen. Now that we're saved, amen, go back, amen, clean those situations up. Amen, go back, amen, amen, get your license back. Amen, do what you need to do to get your license back. Amen. We talk about everything tonight. I got to clean up what I messed up. Amen. Maybe when you was in sin, amen, you got a DUI or a couple of DUIs. Amen. They took your license. They revoked your license. Amen. Said, we're not going to give you your license. Amen. But if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. Old things are passed away. God is not holding it against you. Amen. Of your past sins. God is not holding it against you. But God wants you to go back and clean it up. Amen. Go back. Do what you have to do to get your license back. If you have to go back and take, amen, ID, amen, DUI classes, amen, go back and do it. Ain't no harm. Amen. Go back and do what you have to do, amen, to make these situations right, to better your life. Amen. That's what we want to do. We want to better our life. Amen. Right down here, there's things that we can do to help ourselves. There are some things that we can do right down here to help ourselves. Amen. So go back, amen. Go take those classes to get your license back. Amen. Faith without works is dead. Amen. Faith without works is dead. God wants us to do the work. He wants us to do what we can do to correct those situations that we got our own self into. Glory be to God. Amen. In my closing last thing, amen, and like I first said, some of us made bad decisions. Some of us, amen, we did a lot of things when we was in the world. Amen. We did so many low-down things so it cost us our life. It cost us our freedom. And maybe, amen, we got locked up. Maybe we went to jail and, amen, amen, they sent us to prison. Amen, whatever, amen, the case may be. It doesn't matter, amen, as long as the Lord forgave you, it doesn't matter. God, he forgave you of that wrong. He forgave you of the wrong that you may have done. And I know a lot of people don't want to talk about this, the past sins of our life. Amen, we all got a past. Amen. Minister Arlie said last night, we all got a past. And that is so true. We all got a past. Amen, we all did something wrong. Maybe you didn't do what I did. Maybe you didn't go to jail. Maybe you didn't, amen, have a DUI. But let me tell you something. You did something. You did something that caused you to have a bad name. Amen. Even wasn't up before fornicated. Even wasn't up but being a whoremonger in the street. Amen. You still had a bad rap. You still had a bad name. Amen. So whatever that bad name was, now that you're in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Amen. Old things have passed away, meaning God, he's not holding anything against you. He forgave you of all the wrong that you have done, amen, when you was in the world of sin. But today he wants you to know, go back and clean up what you have messed up, meaning do what you can do to fix those situations. Rectify those situations tonight. Amen. Like I said, maybe, amen, you, amen, was in trouble. Maybe you got in trouble with the law. Maybe you got locked up, amen, a few times. Maybe you went to prison, amen. 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 And now, amen, that you're out, now that you're free, amen, but you got a, amen, a criminal record, as the world say. The world labels you as a criminal, but God labels you as justified. Amen. What the world may label you as a, being a criminal because of your past life, because of what you did in your past. But today, God is labeling you as justified. Amen. Meaning you've been redeemed. You've been forgiven. Hallelujah, God. Amen. But God wants to, amen, he wants to wipe the slate clean. He wants to give you a clean, he wants to give you a new lease on life. Amen. I say God wants to give you a new lease on life. Amen. Now that you're saved, amen, let me tell you something. You don't have to settle. You don't have to settle for, well, this is the way it's got to be the rest of my life. No, it don't. It do not. You do not have to walk around, amen, with a bad name. Even after you come to Christ, you do not have to walk around with that bad reputation. You do not have to go walk around with that bad label on your name. Amen. Amen. So you, amen, if you got a criminal record tonight, amen, I want to encourage you, go back and do what you can do to clean it up. Go, amen, go get it expunged. Amen. God wants to, amen, wipe the slate clean. God wants to put it behind altogether. Amen. We got dark clouds hanging over our head. We trying to worship God, but the devil keeps reminding us of what happened in our life about 20 years ago. The devil wants to keep reminding us, amen, of the bad decisions that we made, the things that we've done, amen. The devil wants to keep reminding us, amen, you remember you did this, you remember you did that. Remember, amen, you went to jail. Remember you got a DUI. Remember, amen, you slept around town. Amen. Amen. But God, amen, he said your sins and your iniquities, he will remember no more. God said he will remember them no more. Glory be to God. But there's things that God wants you to do. God wants you to clean up what you messed up. Amen. And in your natural, I want to encourage you. Amen. If you did have a run-in with the law, amen, this is wisdom tonight. I want to leave some wisdom with you to help you so your life can prosper, so you can get ahead. You wonder why you can't get a good job. Say, well, I can't get a good job because, amen, I got a criminal record. I got a criminal history. Let me tell you something. God can wipe that slate clean. God can, amen, God can cause that, amen, to, God can delete it out the system. Oh, yes, he can. Oh, yes, he can. God can delete that, amen, history, that criminal history out the system. Amen. They go to look for it. They can't even find it. When they go to do a background check on you, it won't be there because God will be done. Amen. Wiped it out. Amen. But there are things you got to do. Amen. And now that I want to encourage you tonight. Amen. If you got these things hanging over your head, amen, DUI, criminal record, or any other thing, amen, that's a dark cloud over your head, amen, go get those situations resolved. Go get that record expunged. Amen, go, pray, ask the Lord to teach you, show you what to do. Go to that courthouse, amen, and ask them what I must do. Amen, sometimes you got to fill out paperwork. Amen, you got to send it off. Do it. It's worth it. Amen, and then you can go get that job that the devil say you will never have. Then you go get that career, amen, that payment the devil said you will never have because of your past. Amen. You ain't got to settle for less. You ain't got to settle, amen, for less. God wants you to have the very best. Amen. I praise God. I just got to cut it off tonight. But clean up. I got to clean up what I messed up. Amen. We're talking about a good name. God wants us to have a good name because a good name is rather to be chosen than many riches. Amen. I'm going to stop right there. Amen. We pray that God's word has been a blessing to you. Amen. But rebuild your life in Christ. Amen. God is the God of a second chance. Amen. He wants to cause us to be vessels of honor and not of dishonor. Amen. So we love the Lord tonight. We praise him. We bless him. I'm just going to stop because I'm out of time. Amen. But I got to clean up what I messed up. And that means, amen, no playtime right now. I got to get down to business and go clean up what I messed up. Amen. Because a good name is rather to be chosen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Woman of God. Amen. Back into your hands. Amen. Woman of God.
My Lord. My Lord. My Lord. Glory be to God. What a word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, we pray, glory to God, that we all take this word, amen, and see what we need to clean up in our lives. Amen. The man of God has made it very, very plain. Glory to God. No area unturned. Very, very plain. Glory be to God. Amen. There's no hiding. There's no ducking. There's no dodging with this word. Amen. Glory be to God. We have got to clean up, amen, what we've messed up. Amen. Glory be to God. And I just thank God for this, so much that he has said on tonight. Glory be to God. So much, people of God, that I would that everybody, amen, get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Amen. Please, ma'am, please, sir, get a copy. Send out a copy. Amen. God bless you to those that are already sending your requests in. Glory to God. People of God, you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Simply text on tonight, 912-257-3918. Or, people of God, you can text 678-608-7234. For our international listeners, certainly you can reach out to us via WhatsApp. And that number, again, is 678-608-7234. Amen. That's how you can get your copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Please, ma'am, please, sir, get a copy. Amen. Glory to God. And we know that the Spirit of the Lord has moved mightily upon us tonight. The Lord was speaking expressly unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So again, we want to give you the numbers that you can text to get your copy. Again, the number is 912-257-3918 or 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, the Lord has moved, amen, expressly on tonight on this line, people of God. And perhaps, amen, Jesus, even as the word was going forth, amen, you were convicted. You were convicted on tonight, amen. You knew that the Lord was talking to you, expressly talking to you. He spoke to all of us tonight, amen. But tonight, glory to God, perhaps, amen, that you're on this line and the Lord has moved upon you, glory be to God, and move you to repentance, amen. He has moved you to repentance on tonight, glory to God, amen. Perhaps you need, amen, just a little help. You want to just touch and agree, amen. You need prayer, amen. This word found you, amen, glory to God. And you know that you need help and you're ready to move forward, amen. You're ready to go back and to clean up what you messed up, amen. Glory be to God. And if that's you on tonight, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, we want you to press *6 on tonight, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Many of you, amen, maybe you've been running, glory be to God, and you decided that you're going to stop. You're going to stop right now, amen. Glory be to God, amen. A good name, glory be to God, a good name, amen. I've got to clean up what I've messed up on tonight. And tonight, while the anointing is yet moving on tonight, glory to God, we're going to turn it back over to you, man of God. Amen. We know that the hour is drawing near. Glory be to God. And for in the countdown, amen, glory to God, people of God, just disregard that.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
God's time. You have the platform, man of God. You have the platform. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. While the man of God is coming over, amen, you're considering on tonight, there's so much to be considered, people of God. Amen. The man of God said, we can't shout over this. We can't skirt over this. Amen, Jesus. Not now. It's late in the hour. It's time for us to get it right. Amen. Glory to God. It's time to get it right. We can't sweep it under the rug. Glory be to God. Amen. We've got to stop. We must consider, amen, what the Lord is saying unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Man of God, if you would, amen, come over. Let's see if we were, if you're able to, man of God, and come back over. Amen, Jesus.
Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen tonight. Amen. After hearing the word of God tonight. Amen. God loves you. Amen. In spite of what happened in your life, amen, what you did, what you've done. Amen. He just wants to better our life. He wants to make our life better so he can give us that abundant life. Are you willing to take that step tonight and do what you need to do to clean up? Amen. If there's anyone on the line tonight, amen, that says, Lord, I want you to help me. I need the Lord's help. Amen. Maybe you feel like, amen, I don't have the strength to do this myself. Amen. You're right. You don't have the strength to do it yourself. Amen. God can help you. Amen. But also, amen, we want to help you. We want to pray with you. Amen. Believe, amen, God, with you. Glory be to God, because you cannot do this by yourself. Amen. It takes God, and it takes, amen, the people, God. We need one another. We need help down here. Amen. We need help down here. Glory be to God. So if there's one tonight, you may push *6 and come on over, amen, to the platform side, that we may pray with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight? Amen. You don't have to be ashamed. We all got a past. We all done wrong. We all, amen, we all did something to sin against God. But tonight, God wants us to make it right. Amen. Are you willing to take that bold step tonight? Or are you going to keep going in the situation, in the shape that you're in? Amen. You don't have to remain in the state that you're in. Jesus wants to put your life back together again. Amen. One day my life was broken into pieces. Amen. I ain't got time to go into it, amen, and tell you, but I haven't always been saved. God knows, amen, I made some bad choices and some bad decisions. That cost me. It cost me a lot of things. It cost me, amen. It cost me a lot of pain. It cost me a lot of hurt. And not only just me, but it cost me to, amen, hurt a lot of people. Amen. But thank God for forgiving me. Thank God, amen. And when that dark cloud was hanging over my head, amen, even after coming to the Lord, that dark cloud was hanging over my head. It was following me. Satan kept trying to remind me of my past. But Jesus began to wipe it all away. Jesus began to take it away. And glory be to God, I'm free tonight. Praise the Lord. He wants to do it for you. He wants to do it for you. Will you let God do it for you tonight? You don't have to remain in the state that you're in. It's up to you tonight. Amen. You can push *6 and come on over.
Yes, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Amen. If not, amen. Do we have any special prayer requests tonight? Maybe, amen, you want to pray and ask God to help you, to give you strength, amen, to clean up what you messed up, to go back and make it right. Amen. Maybe, amen, maybe it's been, amen, pressing in your heart. Maybe it's been pressing in your spirit. Amen. But God wants to, amen, help you tonight. And maybe you just need, amen, a little push, a little boost, a little encouragement. Amen, to go in there, get your nerves up, to go back and clean up that situation, whatever it is. Amen, broken relationships. Amen, mend those broken relationships. Maybe you haven't talked to your loved ones in years. Maybe you haven't talked to your mother in 3 years. Maybe you haven't talked to your father in 10 years. Maybe you haven't talked to your sister and your brother in 12 years. Amen, but tonight, God wants to mend those broken relationships. God wants to heal them tonight. Amen, but you got to clean up, amen, what you messed up. Is there any tonight? Maybe there's other things in your life. Maybe you're bogged down in debt tonight. Maybe you feel so overwhelmed with all the debt and all the bills. Amen. Now, every time you go to the mailbox, it's nothing but bills. Amen. You just feel so overwhelmed. You feel stressed out. But today, tonight, God wants to help you. Amen. To come out of that situation. Is there one tonight? Amen. Special prayer request.
You did.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This is Gwen, man of God. That was such a nice message. You hit on everything that it could possibly be just about that, that could keep us from, you know, getting us to the gates. I would like to ask for prayer for my strength in the Lord, and also for my family, if there's anything that's keeping any of them separated, ask that that stronghold be removed so that we could be a family unit again like we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And just for anyone that's got separation in their family, a general prayer for everybody that's got separation, that that could be removed so that we could be back together as we're supposed to be. And I want to thank the Lord for being in, and thank God for Jesus, because I was in a situation. I'm not where I was, and I'm not where I want to be either, but I'm on my way there. So thank God for Jesus for giving me the opportunity to get it right. So thank you. I appreciate your word. Have a good night. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Sister Gwen, thank God. We're praying for you. God is able. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. Amen. And you, amen, I tell you, God is able. Amen. We're going to be praying, amen, for these prayer requests that you have requested tonight. Thank God for you. Anyone else? Amen. Anyone else tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. You can push star 6 and come on over to the platform.
Praise the
Praise
Lord.
Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I thank
yes,
God
go ahead.
For the message, man of God.
Okay.
I'll let you go
okay.
in.
Okay, go ahead. One person, we got a call. We got three callers on the line, so amen. Go ahead. One person, start out talking, please.
Good afternoon. This is Sister Betty calling. Praising God for being ahead of my life and allowed all the changes that have come in my life since I've been on Prayer News Network. My heart has changed. My mind's changing. Praise God, it's a benefit to my soul, my very soul. Thank God. I was on last
yeah.
night. Thank you, Minister Ollie, for all that she has said. Thanking everyone that has come on through Prayer News Network as a teacher and for every night they come on and talk. But, you know, when we get into calling names, we leave names out. So I was in the kitchen before you all started, and the thought came to my mind that you offend anyone by not calling names. So I just want to come back and say I apologize for all the names that I did not call, all the 300-plus names of everyone that has come on, because everyone brings on a message from the Lord that there's a benefit to my soul, somebody's soul. Thank you all for giving all your time and being obedient to the Lord. And as you were talking tonight, I started to think about in my life you were saying go back and apologize to people. You know, I had some time in my life as well when I was, you know, out there my days in the street because I had the I'm just gonna go and say it, the reputation of a beautiful woman. And so along with that, a lot comes with it. But praise God, I wasn't. Just out there as strong as I could have been, because it had been the Lord that kept me pulled back. It had to have been the Lord, because I know one time in my life I had said, everybody hold on to your man, because here I come. And I meant that. My Lord, I meant that. But that weekend I met someone that came to my life that I didn't go that route. So I could have been out there into anything. Could have been drugs, could have been more alcohol, could have been the prostitution, could have been into anything. That if my mind, if I had acted on those actions, So I want to say anybody that's out there getting compliments that you're beautiful, you just, you know, don't let that outward appearance lead you to where everywhere it could take you, because there's one day when that beauty is going to fall away and you not maybe not get those compliments anymore, but now it's going to make you feel maybe less than what you think that you are, but you got to appreciate the beauty that's within that comes with knowing the Lord. Keep that. You got to keep that under control. It's all right to get compliments, but it's even better to keep that under control, because I did get compliments all out my life, but thank God I didn't let it go to my head the way that it could have gone. And that messes up relationships. You know, whether you're married or you're single, you know, you get compliments, but don't let them compliments ruin relationship that you're in, and because those people out there complimenting a lot like that just want what they can just get, and then, you know, you done going out there and mess your life up with a good person, and that person is gone, and then you're lost out there, but it's just not. Take those compliments, thank you, and move on. Don't let it go to your head, because that stuff, you know, it can really mess you up in life. My ex relationship, he was a gorgeous man as well, you know, but I guess he learned how to control that, you know, people telling him that. But you know, so praise God we didn't, you know, I didn't allow that to rule my life. It had to be God. It really had to be God that kept me from going out there like that, because I just thought, you know, I was able to control that. Because, you know, a lot of us, there's some situation we could have gotten into, but didn't. Praise God. I just want to thank God, but I had to come back and apologize tonight and tell someone, don't allow your outward appearance destroy your inward heart. Don't let that do that. If you can, you know, avoid it, don't let it do that. And then my ex-friend called and said he was working through cancer, you know, prostate cancer, and I was telling him, sorry that, you know, this is happening to him. And he was saying, well, I really do miss you, and I'm saying, you know, I miss you too, but God said to leave you alone for a reason. You know, you had to go through yours. I had to go through mine. But he's saying, you know, we're better together. So we know when God said, let it go, you let it go. Praise God. And just, you know, you live your life. I live my life. But I told him I would pray for you. He said, you really would pray for me? I said, of course I pray for you. I don't hate you. Just because you can't get along, that don't mean that I got to hate you. You know, I still, you know, I pray for you and ask God to, you know, let you be well, you know, as well. But some, you got to realize some people just can't get along with, and you go on. And but I'm so happy now that Christ is the forefront of my life now. Is Christ, yeah. Christ. And I love it like that. I love it like that. Praise God for that. Thank you, Jesus. And I ask you all to pray with me to always let God abide in my life first, to keep God first from now on in my life, because I'm so relieved, I'm so satisfied, and just with Christ, whatever Christ brings to my life, I'm going to appreciate, but I'm not going to, you know, get on here and pray, Lord, give me a car, give me this, give me that, give those material things don't mean as much as Lord. You know, as long as I got a car, make it from A to Z and back home to D, I'm good. You know, but whatever the Lord bless me with, I'm going to be satisfied. It takes me. It brings me. And just praise God. And just thank God. Things happen for a reason. All things are possible with Christ in your heart. In your life. Just ask you all to pray for me. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Betty. You know, we definitely going to keep praying for you and encourage you to keep seeking after God. And God will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. We have two other callers on the line. Amen. You may go call us. Who are the callers?
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, man. God bless you, man of God, and Evangelist Bradley. I just thank God for a message. I tell you, right on time message. You touched every basis on everything. Amen. So you know what? We messed up. Amen. Starting all over again. Amen. But I call in to ask for prayer. debt. Amen. Pray for me and my debt. Amen. God bless you.
Okay. Well, what's your name? Would you care to give your name?
Sister Jane.
Okay. All right. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for you.
Thank
Amen.
God
bless you.
For
you. Amen. God bless
Praise
you.
The Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
My name is Sister Betty also. I'm calling in tonight, and thank God for the message tonight and last night. It was so enlightening. I'm calling because I have six children, and two by two, they're not speaking to each other, and they're not conversating. So I'm praying for the bringing together of my family, and it seemed like it's been such a struggle, and, you know, as a mother, it tears at my heart for my children not to relate to each other. So you all pray with me that God will change this thing for me. And
Amen.
Thank you very much for all that's been said.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We definitely will be praying for you and your children. God is able. Amen. He can turn it around tonight. Glory, glory. Amen. Thank God. Before we pray, are there any other prayer requests tonight? Before we pray, any other prayer requests? Amen. If not, amen. We're going to take these prayer requests. Yes, go ahead. God bless you.
Yes, I have a prayer request. This is Evangelist Jones, and we lost a first cousin today due to the COVID-19, so we're asking that you pray for us and our family. Thank you. Thank God for the word tonight and last night.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Jones. Amen. We definitely will be praying. Amen, for you and your family. Amen, that God will comfort you and give you strength. Amen. Anyone else before we go into prayer? Anyone else? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If not, amen. We're going to, amen, take these prayer requests up before the Lord tonight. Amen. Believe in your heart tonight. Whatever your prayer request is, even those that may not have come over to the line, to the platform tonight, amen, there's still something in your life that you want God to do. Amen. We want to touch and agree with you in prayer. Believe and amen that God will work it out in your favor. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we only thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify you. Father God, we thank you for this night. We thank you, oh God, for the Prayer News Network, and we thank you for making it possible for your people to come together in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're touching tonight. We're agreeing in faith. We're believing you, God. We thank you for your spoken word. We thank you for the word that has come forth over this line tonight. We thank you for every listener, those that listen. Amen. Those that, amen, heard the word of God tonight. Oh, God, we pray that your word of God will sink into their hearts, that it will take root. Oh, God, we pray that, oh, God, they will meditate and ponder on your word. Even, God, we pray that they will clean up whatever they messed up in their life. Father God, we ask you right now, God, to look on these prayer requests. Those that took a bold step of faith tonight to come over to the platform side and just request prayer, just to request help. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you heal of all our diseases. You satisfy our mouth with good things. Father God, we praise you right now. We bless you, God. Oh God, we ask you right now to look on these prayer requests. Oh God, everyone that have come forth tonight. Oh God, everyone that have made the petition known. Oh God, we pray that you will bless them. We pray that you will move in their behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray right now for, oh God, we pray for Sister Gwen tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, she come forth, God, praying, seeking desire and strength, oh God, just to be, oh God, the woman that you're calling her to be. We pray right now that you will make her a vessel of honor. Oh God, everything that has happened in her life, God, we want you to know, oh God, that you have put it, oh God, you have forgiven her, oh God, and that you're ready, oh God, you're able, oh God, to abide in her soul. Oh God, continue to strengthen her right now. Even all the other women, God, that may be around her. Oh God, help them right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, move in their favor, God. Let them know, oh God, that you still love them. Oh God, they may have messed up. They may have made wrong choices and bad decisions, just like every one of us tonight. But Father God, give them hope tonight. Give them hope tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, move in that movement's camp tonight. Move on every one of them tonight. Let them know that they are somebody in your eyesight. Let them know that they're special unto you, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, even if she prayed, requested prayer for family, God. Oh God, look on her family, God. Oh, God, bless our family right now. You know all about it, God. You know the situation, Lord. We want you to move in her behalf tonight. Move in her family tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Even, oh, God, she's requesting prayer for a world as a whole. Move in this world, God. Put love in this world tonight. Put love back in the people's heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, stop men from killing one another. Oh, God, stop those bullets that are flying tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, take out that spirit of hatred that's causing people to kill one another. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Send it back to the pit, God. Oh, God, this is not of you, Lord. Oh, God, you are not, oh, God, the author of confusion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we plead the blood right now. Oh, God, look on the other side of the bed that come forth. Oh, God, she asking for forgiveness, God. We pray, oh, God, that you will forgive her, God, of every shortcoming that may have taken place, God. Oh, God, help her tonight, God. We pray that you will help her to live for you, Lord. Oh, God, help her, oh, God, to walk upright. Oh, God, help her to do what the word of God say to her. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, continue to make her and mold her every day, God. Put your spirit within her, God. In the name of Jesus, draw her closer to you, Lord. Give her a desire for you, Lord. Fill that hunger tonight, God. Fill that longing soul tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on Sister Jane tonight, Lord. Oh, God, we pray that you will bless the Lord. We pray that you will make ways out of no way, God. Open up doors, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know what she's faced with tonight. You know, God, the open, oh, God. You know the open debt over her head tonight, God. Oh, God, forgive debt tonight, Lord. Oh, God, not only forgive her, but cancel it tonight. Cancel every debt tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we may have made bad decisions. We have made wrong choices tonight. But, Lord, we ask you to forgive us, God. Oh, God, turn it around tonight. Turn it around in our favor tonight. You work it out, God. You cancel every debt tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, if you don't cancel it, God, go, God, give us strength, God. Help us, oh, God, to work it out, God, that we may be able to pay our bills, God. In the name of Jesus, you are God of a second chance. Help us tonight, Lord. Help tonight, Lord Jesus. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help tonight, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we have another Betty that have come forth tonight. Oh, God, look on the other Betty that have come, God. Oh, God, look on her right now, God. The one with six children tonight, Father. Oh, God, look on her tonight, God. She's a mother that's concerned about her children. Oh, God, we know right now that you're able, God. Even look on this boy that has been sown in the midst of the family. Oh, God, look on the division that has taken place, God. They call the siblings not to speak to each other. We rebuke their spirit of discord right now. We send it back to the pit, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, call the of God. Call them to mend their relationship. Oh, God, heal that broken relationship tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you stand in your word tonight, that you will heal, oh, God, broken relationships. In the mighty name of Jesus, we count it done already, God. You work it out tonight, God. You call these siblings to come together. Oh, God, call them to come together. Oh, God, call them to love one another, to forgive one another, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them realize they need one another. Oh, God, do it, God, right now. We believe you, oh, God. We trust you for it, God. Oh, God, we believe, oh, God, that Sister Betty going to come back with a praise report. Oh, God, that her children have come together. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, make the one under the blood of Jesus. Knit their hearts together in love, God. Oh, God, we know that you're able, Lord. You're able to do all things. You have the power. There is nothing too hard for you. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. We give your name the praise, God. Even look on our Father tonight. Oh, God, look on the Evangelist Renee Jones tonight. Oh, God, look on the Jones family, God, each and every one of them. Father God, we pray right now that you will touch their hearts. We pray that you will strengthen and comfort them tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for strength, God. Even in the loss of their loved one tonight. Even in the loss of their family member, God. You be their peace tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, comfort them. Take them through, Father. Oh, God, even help the family, God. Help the family. family to trust you, Lord. Help them to look to you in a time like this. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you're able to strengthen them right now, God. You're able to uphold them with that free spirit. Oh, God, hold them up tonight, God. Put your loving arms around them, Jesus. Oh, God, make it all right tonight. Heal the wound tonight, God. Oh, God, fill the void tonight. Heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. We believe you, God. We trust you, Lord. Oh, God, you did for others. You can do it for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able, Lord. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. Take us through the night, Lord. Lord, take us through our test and trials. Oh, God, whatever we're faced with tonight, Lord, take us through it tonight. Oh, God, even those, oh, God, remember those that are on the line that may not have come over to the broadcast side. Father God, we pray that you remember them tonight, Lord. Oh, God, save the unseen. Oh, God, those that may not have the Holy Ghost. Father God, fill them with the Holy Ghost. Baptize them, God, and fill them with the Holy Ghost before it's too late. In the mighty name of Jesus, reclaim every backslide of God. Strengthen your people, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy, oh, God. Oh, God, put forgiveness in the heart of those, oh, God, that may not have forgiveness tonight. Oh, God, give them the strength and the power and the ability to forgive. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said if we don't forgive men their trespass, neither will you forgive us our trespass. Oh, God, give us the spirit of forgiveness tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, we praise you, we bless you. Now, Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for this prayer. Thank you for this prayer, Lord. We thank you for every hard day. Come to this line tonight. We thank you, oh, God, for their patience, for their sacrifice, for their obedience. Thank you for the love and the devotion and commitment that they show unto you. Father God, we pray that you will bless them and keep them, God. Oh, God, work in their favor. Turn things around for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them abundant life. And that more abundantly. Oh, God, we know you got the power. Father God, we depart from this line, but never from your presence. We pray that you will be with us, oh, God. Oh, God, lead us and guide us. Even as we lie down to sleep tonight, stay the hand of death. Make the death angel behave in the mighty name of Jesus. Give somebody time to set their house in order and get it right with you. Father God, we'll love you. We love you. We'll praise you. We'll glorify you. We'll exalt your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We count it done. Amen and thank God. Amen. We just thank God tonight. Amen for all things. Amen. We thank God, amen, for your listening ear, for your patience. Amen to the word of God. This wasn't my word tonight, but this was the word that God has put within me. Amen to deliver unto you. Amen. I praise God. The word of God comes to me as well. Amen. I haven't always been saved. Amen. There are things, amen, that I got to work on. But, amen, I'm doing the work. Amen, you got to do the work. Amen, we give God the praise, we give God glory. God loves you. Amen, and God cares about you. Amen, so we just thank God for everyone tonight that came. Amen, amen, to the prayer line, requested prayer. Amen, believe God tonight. Whatever your prayer request was, believe that it's already done and that the Lord has worked it out for you. And just go on and praise him. Go on and praise him. Count it done and praise him. Amen. So we just thank God tonight. This concludes, amen, amen, this, amen, prayer line service for tonight. Amen. People, God, come back on tomorrow night. Amen. God has so many more things in store for us. God wants to help us. Amen. Most of all, God wants to save us. Amen. To the utmost, Jesus saves. Amen. So we love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. We'll be back on tomorrow night, amen, 9 p.m. Amen. We pray and we see you there. Amen. Father God, continue to keep us and bless us as we depart from this line, but never from your presence. Keep us in your will until we shall meet again at that time and hour. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Amen. People, God, we love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. This concludes, amen, our prayer service for tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Go in peace. Thy faith has made thee whole. Amen. Until tomorrow night, we love you in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessings.
This session is no longer being recorded. This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.